He's going to make sure it's working now. All right, I'll look at my clock, and if 10 minutes comes up, I'll stop. Okay. Good morning. Believe on him who he hath sent. That's the word that the Lord wanted me to release today. Believe on him whom he has sent. And it's not a complicated directive, although be it that the world and even at times the church itself might make it so by either adding requirements, doctrine, and the like, man-made and man-imposed ordinances and rules and interpretations, or even perchance by negating the one true requirement as if somehow it had been mysteriously made obsolete or of no importance any longer, or replaced in favor of something more humanly plausible or palatable, more in line with, quote, the worldview, whatever the worldview may be at any point in time, as you all know it seems to change from day to day, hour to hour, based on man's perception, his or her flesh, and most certainly not via the Spirit. The people asked Jesus, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" And Jesus responded, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him who he has sent." Period. Believe on him who he has sent. In other words, believe in me. This is the work of God for you and I. Why? Why believe in Jesus? What was Jesus really saying to the people? What was it about Jesus? Who was Jesus? What was he offering and, hear me, still offering today? Don't look to your fleshly man or woman for the answers, but dig deep within. Go to the heart of the matter. Trust your spirit and be led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Let the Word speak to you today and henceforth. What does it mean to believe in Jesus, and what does it benefit us? The benefit from the book of John, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me has," what? "Everlasting life." The benefit: "I am the bread of life. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven." Pastor Tim spoke about this last week as we were dealing with communion. "But a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you don't have life in you." The benefit from the book of John at chapter verse 54. "Whoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, I live by the Father, so that he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever." The benefit: take, eat, take, drink for eternal life. Not just eternal life, but eternal life with whom? The Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now have understanding. Jesus is the bread of life, the only bread of life. There's no alternative, and there is no substitution. There is no other way to true life eternal other than through Jesus, as we know according to what? The Word. That Word that is in us. He is the way and the truth and the life, the only way, the only truth, and the only life, as he is truly the only bread of life. Jesus said in John 6:27, "Do not work for the food which perishes, but work for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him the Father God has set his seal." Going back to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55:2. "Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. Believe in him who he hath sent. Believe in Jesus. Eat and drink Jesus, and you will have eternal life, and you will be doing the work of God." Let me share this morning the mystery of eating and drinking Jesus, outside the very literal interpretation that some may have. And here it is. Are you ready? Come to him and believe in him. Come to Jesus and believe in Jesus. The scripture is John 6:35. The Holy Spirit gave me this revelation a couple years ago. It says, Jesus speaking, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me will never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." He that cometh to me shall never hunger. Come to Jesus, and you are eating him. And he that believes in Jesus will never thirst. Believe in Jesus, and you are drinking him. Coming equates to eating, and believing equates to drinking. Take, eat, come to me, take, drink, believe in me. If you come to Jesus and believe in him, you will have eternal life. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." From 1 Corinthians 10:21, "You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. You cannot partake of Christ and try to do that and also partake of" whom? The adversary. "If anyone is thirsty," he says in John, "let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." As we believe in him, that Holy Spirit dwells within us and it pours out of us. Like the natural food is nourishment to our fleshly body, our spirit food, Jesus, is nourishment to our spirit being. As we come to Jesus and believe in him, we are being fed spiritually. Metaphorically, the habit of spiritually feeding on Christ. From Romans 14:7, it says, "The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy." If you are stuck on the literal interpretation of meat, literal eating Jesus, look at Jesus himself as he speaks in John 4:31. "In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat." They wanted him to eat. "But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you do not know of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Has any man brought him," in other words, something to eat? "And Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." Our meat is to believe in the one he has sent. Our spirit man must embrace and consume, not in the literal sense, but spiritually feed on, partake of Jesus. Continually come to him, embrace him, hold fast to him, cling to him, trust him, follow him, obey him, serve him, hold steadfast unto him, come what may. Endure through him until the very end, in spite of the naysayers around you, in spite of the ones who are serving another master, the ruler of this earth. Do you believe in the Son of God? and that he was sent by the Father, Daddy God himself, to save you and preserve you for the kingdom that has no end. His kingdom, the divine kingdom, world without end kingdom, eating from the true tree of life kingdom. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of the world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight that I should be delivered from the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. An everlasting life in the eternal kingdom of God with King Jesus. Do you believe that Jesus was crucified for you? He sacrificed his very own body and shed his very own blood for the remission of your sins. A blood covering, an atonement once for all. Having believed, you then also believe that Jesus is coming again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe that through coming to Jesus and believing in him, he has a place prepared for you beyond your wildest dreams? Beyond your wildest dreams. A place with no pain and suffering. A place where you will dwell with the Godhead forever. The word tells us even today that whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. That whomever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that word, Jesus, is near you, it's in your mouth, and it's on and in your heart. That is the word of faith. It would be very easy in this day and hour to become discouraged and to lose hope. The world around us is seemingly in a state of decay. And we need not look any further than the divide in our very own nation today. Look at what people are calling good that is really evil, and calling evil those things that are really good. There is now even persecution coming upon the Christian community, the church in this hour, within our very own country, like I've never seen it before. However, I say to you, because the word says, do not fear, do not lose hope, do the work of the Father as directed, believe in him who he hath sent. Your destiny then becomes sealed in him, come what may, victory, sweet victory, ultimate victory is yours and mine. Yes, we were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled us in his fleshly body through death, in order to present us before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach, if indeed we continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that we have heard. See to it that no one takes you captive then through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form. And in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority. Have no doubt. As you have received Jesus the Lord, so now walk in him. Eat and drink Jesus above all else. Come to him, believe in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith. For no man can lay any foundation other than the one that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.